I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. A new report from the Vermont Department of Health says 72 people died in Vermont last year from overdoses of prescription drugs. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, officials are paying close attention to one drug in particular.
The dangerous aspect about fentanyl is that the people using it aren't always aware they're taking a drug far more potent than heroin.
I suspect that mostly they just think it's a potent batch, or maybe it's more potent than they expect. And that's the problem, because it is so much more potent than heroin or morphine.
That's Health Commissioner Harry Chen, who says that in addition to its legitimate use in hospitals, fentanyl is being manufactured illegally for the black market. According to a new report on prescription drug overdoses from the Vermont Department of Health, 29 people died from fentanyl overdoses last year, compared to 18 deaths the year before.
The increase in heroin and fentanyl since 2013 is pretty remarkable and dramatic.
In 2013, heroin was involved in 20 overdose deaths, and fentanyl was implicated in 12. Last year, heroin played a role in 34 overdose deaths, and the fentanyl numbers were more than double their 2013 levels.
The question I had to ask myself as health commissioner, well, how do I approach that? Some of that's a law enforcement piece, but as much as anything, some of it's making sure we get the naloxone out on the street, because fentanyl is especially potent, and so you can die from it very easily.
Naloxone, also known as Narcan, is a drug the health department has been distributing that can reverse the effects of an opiate overdose if it's administered in time. The focus of the new report was deaths from prescription drugs, and fentanyl isn't the only one killing people. Including the 29 deaths from fentanyl, the health department report says there were 72 deaths involving prescription drugs last year. Of those, 60 were caused by overdoses on prescription opiates. That's compared to 44 the previous year. Vermont made opiates a priority in 2013, and Chen says the state is still trying to reduce how many legal opiates are on the street.
We want to see prescribers prescribing less, even though in the midst of all this angst about overdoses and opioids, we haven't budged the number of prescriptions written significantly in Vermont. So I'm looking to work with the medical community to think about limiting some of the sizes of those prescriptions.
Chen said getting naloxone more out into communities is especially important. The new report says 47 of the 60 people who died from overdoses last year were already in cardiac arrest when first responders showed up and gave them naloxone. For all 47 of them, it was too late. That's why Chen says it's key to get the medication to people who might be close at hand in the event of an overdose. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.